This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. House Committee reviews progress on the Kathmandu Ring Road expansion. Committee directs Physical Infrastructure Ministry to expedite the construction. UML removes age limit for party leadership. And monitoring group says almost 600 people killed in violence in southern Syria. Now the news in detail. The Infrastructure Development Committee of the House of Representatives reviewed progress on the Kathmandu Ring Road expansion. The detailed project report is complete and the construction has begun. To ease traffic congestion in the Kathmandu Valley, the government is exploring new policies, prioritizing contracts only for feasible projects. It is also drafting laws to remove development hurdles. This year, the Ministry of Physical Infrastructure and Transport terminated 120 delayed contracts to ensure timely completion. During the meeting today, lawmakers stressed controlling dust and potholes on the Bhaktapur-Timi section, urging faster expansion. The committee directed the ministry to ensure quality and timely completion of the ring road and expedite highway projects. The CPNUML has passed a proposal to end the provision of the 70 years of age and 2-term cap in the party leadership. A secretariat meeting of the party held under the chair of party chairman and Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli concluded last night and took the decision. UML Assistant General Secretary Pradeep Gyawali said that the two decisions were made by giving a final touch to the statute amendment proposal tabled by party vice chair Bishnu Prasad Paudel for the second statute convention. The statute convention of the CPNUML is taking part from the 5th to 7th of September in Lalitpur. The amendment proposal tabled by Vice Chair Paudel would be taken into the Politburo meeting and then to the Central Committee meeting. Likewise, the CPNUML will now have 15 member office bearers, an 84 member Politburo committee and a 251 member Central Committee. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has emphasized that progress depends on labor and prosperity requires respecting workers. The government has increased minimum monthly wage to 19,550 rupees effective from the start of fiscal year 2025-26, up from 17,300 rupees. The decision emerged from a tripartite meeting at the Ministry of Labour, Employment and Social Security, involving government officials, employers and unions. The new wage includes a basic salary of 12,170 rupees and a DNS allowance of 7,380 rupees, revised under the Labour Act's requirement for wage reviews. This move complements the contribution-based social security scheme, which now covers 2.1 million workers securing their future. Businesses welcome the decision as a step toward sustainable labor relations, while unions hailed it as a historic inclusion of workers' voice. The agreement reflects balanced discussions addressing rising living costs and fostering stable labor relations. The Prime Minister congratulated all the workers on the occasion of increment of the minimum wage. Israeli Ambassador to Nepal Shmulik Bas called on the Minister for Education, Science and Technology Raghuji Panta to discuss resuming the internship program for Nepali agricultural students in Israel. The Education Ministry confirmed no barriers remain for students returning to Israel. It proposed increasing the internship quota next year to clear the backlog. Based on positive security reports from Israel and Nepal's ambassador to Israel, the foreign ministry declared Israel's security stable, allowing the program to resume normally. Relevant agencies have been urged to speed up student registrations, inform students, and coordinate with universities for a seamless process. Israel has long supported Nepal across various sectors. Since 2001, the internship program has enabled over 4,000 Nepali agricultural students to gain expertise in Israel, boosting Nepal's agriculture sector upon their return. The program paused after the 7th of October 2023 Hamas attack, delaying opportunities for nearly 1,000 potential interns and students. The European Union has granted full Erasmus Mundus scholarships to 33 Nepali students, which include 17 women and 16 men, for a two-year joint master's degree in Europe starting in 2025-26 academic year. This brings the total number of Nepali beneficiaries of Erasmus Plus scholarships to over 800. The scholarships cover tuition, airfare and a monthly stipend, enabling students to study at multiple European universities in fields such as cybersecurity, engineering, agriculture, biology, flood risk management and food technology. The program fosters academic excellence and cross-cultural collaboration. At a pre-departure orientation hosted by EU delegation to Nepal and the Erasmus Mundus Association Nepal, European Union Ambassador Veronique Lorenzo congratulated the scholars and urged them to return to Nepal and contribute to its development after completing their studies. The Erasmus Plus program, a flagship European Union initiative, supports global education and training. The EU has backed Nepal's education sector for over 20 years, contributing 50 million euros to the School Education Sector Plan 2022-2033, focusing on quality education and girls' empowerment to drive socio-economic progress. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. Nearly 600 people have been killed in a surge of violence in southern Syria that has taken on a sectarian dimension, according to a monitoring group. The UK-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights reported on Thursday that 594 people have died since clashes erupted in Sweta province on Sunday. According to the BBC, the group documented a significant rise in brutality during the conflict, particularly targeting the Druze minority community. Among the dead were 300 members of the Druze religious minority, including 146 fighters and 154 civilians. The monitoring group said 83 of the civilians were summarily executed by government forces. The group also reported the deaths of at least 257 government personnel and 18 Bedouin fighters. In addition, three Bedouin civilians were alleged summarily executed by the Druze fighters. The violence reportedly began following a dispute between the Bedouin and Druze communities. The group also noted that 15 government soldiers were killed in Israeli airstrikes, which Israel said were intended to protect the Druze and pressure government forces to withdraw from Sweda. Torrential rains have killed four people and forced the evacuation of more than 1,300 residents across South Korea, prompting authorities to raise the disaster alert to its highest level. According to the BBC, among the dead are two men in their 80s. In Seosan, on the country's west coast, more than 400 millimeters of rain fell in just 12 hours, an event the National Weather Agency described as occurring once in a century. The downpour has caused widespread flooding, with one resident reporting online that only the roof of their house was above water. The BBC cited locals as saying that they had never experienced rain that severe before and could not understand how such an event could happen. Authorities have warned that more heavy rainfall is expected in the coming days. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur across many parts of the country. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of Kosi province, Bagmati province, Gandaki province and Karnali province. Also, there are chances of light snowfall at a few places of the high hilly and mountainous region of the country. Also, there are chances of wind gust at a few places in the Tarai region of Lumbini province and Sudarpachim province, hence caution is asked for. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. House Committee reviews progress on the Kathmandu Ring Road expansion. Committee directs Physical Infrastructure Ministry to expedite the construction. CPNEML removes age limit for party leadership. And monitoring group says almost 600 people killed in violence in southern Syria. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website, www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.